a report released there by the Faculty of Paediatrics from the Royal College of Physicians in Ireland. And I mean, they're extremely concerned with what they've seen over the last few years in relation to the use of e-scooters and like the brain injuries that have been involved with that. I mean, to give you a little bit of background, like prior to 2021, there was like, I mean, I suppose e-scooters were fairly new to the market, but there was very few. I mean, there's up to maybe 100 accidents countrywide in relation to it. And in that time, between 2021 and 2025, they've seen a fourfold increase in that. And we're not talking about, you know, there are some of them will be minor accidents, but a lot of these injuries are involved, like brain injuries and lifelong neurological issues that are attached with it. And I mean, it's extremely concerning. I mean, there's parents listening in today who, you know, unfortunately, through probably no fault of their own and unable to, you know, they want to get their children a nice present and all the rest. But this is really concerning. Use of this or these scooters needs to be done in such a careful way. And that's what I'd be calling for here in relation to this.
There seems to be a huge explosion in the amount of scooters that have been purchased in recent times. And the danger here is that if one young person sees a friend or some of their peers with them, they want one, and there's a lot of pressure applied on the parents.
Absolutely, and that's the nature of it, you see. I mean, there's very strict rules with it. Since May 2024, like, and they've become legal on the roads, like, you have to be 16 years or older. It's not for anyone under that. You have to obey a speed limit. You have to keep on the road. I mean, I do see some of the kids on footpaths with them, which is not allowed, obviously, because you can run into people as well as doing damage to yourself. Obviously, wearing the correct protective gear. I mean, the helmet is a must when you're on these things. So, I mean, there is that nature. And then just, you know, a couple of kids have e-scooters and they're racing and all the rest. I mean, it's just a huge concern, especially this time of year with Christmas coming up, that parents and children and users are aware of the dangers that are involved with it. Because, unfortunately, a lot of these injuries are lifelong, as I say. And I mean, the kind of damaging effects, you know, in people's lives, and you just need to be so careful with them.
Do you feel maybe that there could be more of a campaign in relation to, say, targeting classrooms, that maybe the Road Safety Authority or somebody like that could go around, give presentations in schools in relation to the dangers of these particular scooters and the injuries that, unfortunately, many young people have suffered as a result of accidents involving them?
We really do need that public awareness out there, and we can do that through the schools, the TY programs and on from that. But we also need strong reinforcement from the Gardaí and all the relevant authorities as well. I mean, that, you know, using these in the wrong way needs to be nipped in the bud. And that's just a concern, and that's why I'm highlighting it, and that's why that you know, it's a really to bring awareness to people, but also to realise that if something has been done incorrectly, that there has to be you know, the consequences with that, because you just don't get the chance again. I mean, it's just too dangerous.